4-hour community connection, welcoming in the Boys and Girls Club and friends this morning. And let's see, Anna, I'm not sure, am I starting with you? You or Anna or Jason? Who's
either one.
Okay, well, yeah. First of all, Boys and Girls Club, Jason, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Charlie. Thanks for having me one day closer to opening day, right?
It is closer to opening day. Well, the teams have all broken some of their spring trainings, actually, as Cardinals played the Memphis Redbirds yesterday, off today, off tomorrow, and then open the season Thursday in Milwaukee.
Yep. That's good. Definitely spring.
It is spring, and Bruin baseball goes on as well. And speaking of baseball, what's going on with your baseball facility? You've got a nice one over
there.
Yeah,
we do. We're getting ready to start a lot of our outdoor stuff up for the spring. We'll have baseball and softball fundamentals program, similar to we do the basketball. We'll do a little, in our summer program this summer, we'll do a T-ball instructional league for the kids at the club, and then also a kickball league out on the field. So the kids always, we started that last year in partnership with the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation, and it was wildly popular, and so we'll partner up again and run a kickball league for the kids. And so those are the things going on right now on the outdoor side of the things as the weather breaks.
Well, as weather gets better, I'm sure we'll hear more about it. But that partnership with the Cal Ripken Foundation, not something you talk a lot about, but the funding that they gave you for that facility continues to make a difference.
Yeah, it does. And we get an opportunity to send some kids out to their camp every August and have a summer youth experience that, you know, they cabin up and stay on the waterfront of Chesapeake, and that's all, you know, Ripken pays that bill for our kids in Bartlesville to do. So our responsibilities and financial impact is to get them to the airport in Tulsa, and once the wheels go up, they take the bill from there. So we're well ahead on the deal, that's for sure. So we're grateful for their partnership, and we're have a priority to get, you know, some of the law enforcement agents involved and connect them with kids. And last year they came out, the fire department came out, and they were pitchers for the kickball league and stuff like that. So it's got other goals in the program as well, but we want to make sure they have fun too.
Well, I think just the short time that I've gotten to know our new chief of police, one of his emphasis is community involvement. I have no doubt that, not that they haven't always been involved, but I think we're going to see that step up this year.
He's been in, and we visited a little bit, and we're extremely pleased with his, he's got a high priority on kids, and so we're excited for the partnership and where it may go.
Well, you had to have been busy last week with spring break.
We were. We ran a full-day program, 7:30 to 5:30, served breakfast, lunch, a snack, had a field trip every day, took them bowling, went to Owosso a time or two, and did some park visits here around Bartlesville. And so it was a busy time, and got the kids a little break from the school day, and got them out and had some fun and on field trips and everything like that. So, yep.
It is a busy time, and of course, is it a separate enrollment for your summer program?
Or it is.
That's what
it
I was
is.
Thinking.
We'll start that the second week of April for our current members only is where we'll start with that, and we'll see what kind of spots we have open after that. But we'll start April 8th is the first day that we'll do a summer sign up for current enrollments.
Okay. Well, again, one of the best bargains in town for a great youth program. You're there to serve the youth of the community, and of course, as always, income is not a challenge.
Correct. Yeah. It's our summer program will be $20 per kid, regardless of circumstance, and we'll move forward with probably 500 to 600 enrollments for summer program.
That's tremendous. So you get that number of participation every year. And I mean, mom and dad know what a great deal it is, and know the quality of what goes on within and around the walls of your place.
Yeah, our staff spend a lot of time trying to improve program quality. It's one of our priorities every year, is to make each program a little bit better and than it was the previous year, and activate partners that strengthen the program.
Well, it's something that the community certainly backs, and one way that they back it is kind of why Anna's in here this morning to talk about, I think, one of the best fundraisers that's around, I think just to give away a Harley is a great way to do it, but the particular unique way that Boys and Girls Club gets to do it, like I said, I've mentioned this several times, having served on the National Board for Crime Stoppers USA, I they, you know, the floor Florida group talks about that they take this Harley all around the state of Florida and just kind of basically use it as more or less a raffle, for lack of a better thing. And I said, we got a much better deal here. You need to come to Bartlesville.
But, that's right.
Yeah. For those that don't know, Anna Fisher, this is something that it's got to be, what, about the 10th, 12th year on this, something like that?
Ninth.
Okay.
This is the ninth Harley party. So this is my, third or fourth year?
Fourth, probably.
They all run together, all the fun. Harley Party is a great, awesome event. It is a big revenue piece for the club. It's April 27th this year, and that timing lines up perfectly so that we have the cash that we need to be able to serve so many kids in the summer and have it be a quality experience. And so this event is really important. It's our largest fundraiser by far. Keller Williams and Pro Mortgage have been our presenting sponsors basically since the inception. So we appreciate their support again, and they make it possible for us, to go into the Harley dealership and say we want that one, and then somebody gets to leave with it that night. So it's a very fun concept. If you've been, it's a fun environment. There's not a formal program. There's not a sit-down dinner. It's very interactive. Very fun. We do Siemens is going to sponsor our poker run again this year. So they'll make their grand entrance in. And it's really just a very unique event. And again, kind of fits with the mission of the Boys and Girls Club in general, is the ticket is accessible. It's $35. It's really an event that's open for everybody, and that's kind of something that makes it, again, very unique.
It is, but again, it's a limited number of tickets that
are
available.
Yeah.
I mean, when there are plenty of tickets in one sense, but when they're gone, they're gone.
That's right, and they go quickly. So we only sell 1,000 tickets. So after we allocate for our sponsors, which we have, again, just very generous sponsors in this community every year, it seems like, how can not just Boys and Girls Club get better, but how can Harley Party get better? And the sponsors continuing to back us is a big part of why we're able to continue the event and have it at the caliber that it is. But yeah, we only sell 1,000 tickets. So they went on sale yesterday. They're available online. That's probably one of the easiest ways to get them. The website is bevilleharleyparty.org. Or you can always follow the Boys and Girls Club on Facebook and stay up to date with us that way. But we do sell out. We will sell out. So I would encourage you to just go ahead and get your tickets now. You don't have to be present to win if you're interested in the Harley, but I think most people just go for the fun event and to support the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, it's such a unique event, and for those, there are always new people coming on, so I feel we need to at least explain the event every year. The event is, I certainly, you want the Harley.
Right.
Or you wouldn't have bought the ticket. Well, maybe you would. But anyway, going to the party is the unique experience that makes it a fun fundraiser for Boys and Girls Club.
That's right. So we have it out at the airport hangar. We've been very blessed to be able to continue to use that facility. That's changed leadership, but they have been supportive of us. And when you look around town, there's not another venue that could hold 800 people, which is about what we end up having at Harley Party. So it's out at the airport. We do dinner off the grill. There's drinks. Again, the poker run makes their grand entrance. So that's a unique aspect. And then your ticket that you purchase is assigned a specific number. And so we do a reverse raffle. And so as your number's called, then you're out. But you still have the opportunity if you want to win the bike. We put the final 10 up on stage and let them auction off their ticket if they so choose. They can keep some of the cash that they sell it for. A lot of people end up just donating that right back to the Boys and Girls Club, which is huge. We have a live auction. We've got really, really great raffle, silent auction, live auction items this year. So you're going to want to be there to be able to win some of those things. We have a just outstanding Harley Party committee that really does a lot of this legwork and makes it such a fun experience.
Well, tell me about this year's Harley, because it's been a different model every year.
That's right.
Somebody walked in and, like you said, literally or pointed figuratively and said, that's the one I want.
Yep. I think Jason has that hard job. Every year, he really takes one for the team and handles that process with Shelley Coster's husband, Butch, and they get to make that tough decision. So I'll let him talk about that.
From the enthusiast point of view, tell us what you've won.
Yeah, we have, this year we have a 2019 Lowrider. It's silver in color. So went back to the silver last year. We did the blue, back to the silver, and we were on the fence between silver and red this year, and red's something we put in our back pocket maybe for next year, but we have a 2019 silver lowrider, so we're excited. It's about a $15,000 retail value bike, so somebody's going to walk out with a nice bike to enjoy their spring.
For that $35 investment in the Boys and Girls Club, what a great reason to buy a ticket.
Right. Yep. It's something that we try to get, you know, as many people interested in, and obviously those who don't need a Harley like myself, they have an opportunity to sell that chance in the final 10 to someone who does. So ultimately, at the end of the day, it lands with someone who's really wanting a Harley and can get a good deal on one.
And, of course, the winner, among other pleasures, gets to show it off in the community a time or two somewhere along the line.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a pretty there's just such good energy all around at Harley Party, but especially once you get down to that final 10, it's just there's not really anything else like it. It is pretty entertaining, even if you're just a spectator. Definitely something you want to be a part of.
Well, you've always got a good band, too.
So we've switched to a DJ.
Okay.
So good DJ. We're able to control the noise level a little bit better.
I should have learned that a long time ago in the news, because there's no such thing as always or never.
That's right. Yeah. Maybe we'll look at, you know, our 10th year. We're excited for this year, but we're trying to keep a few things in our back pocket for the big 10-year anniversary next year. So, but we have a DJ, and it's a fun event. A really good atmosphere. Very, very unique. So if you haven't been able to make it, this is your year to be there.
Well, a DJ will certainly bring up the excitement level in the party, just like a band can.
That's right. Yes, a little bit easier too to control the noise, and that hangar provides some interesting acoustics.
Well, so at least the DJ doesn't have to tune every once in a while.
Yeah, that's right. You can just play steady.
Well, we are talking about the Harley Party, and of course the reason for the Harley Party, the Boys and Girls Club on AM 1400. We will continue a community connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee, or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Jason Berta and Anna Fisher in for a community connection on 1400 K1, highlighting the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville, and particularly their Harley Party coming up later on. What's the date for the Harley Party? I think we've talked all the way around it. What is the date?
It is April 27th.
Okay.
So Saturday, it starts at 6. Usually, be until, I don't know, 10 or 11.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whenever the party stops.
Until somebody rides a motorcycle.
That's right. Yeah. That's when you know it's over.
Yeah. We've talked about the tickets for the Harley Party itself. We've talked about the reverse raffle and how unique that is in many places. But you mentioned a couple of times that there is a poker run, and usually that brings you back from wherever they went just about the time the party starts.
That's right. So we are doing the poker run again this year. It's the same day, so you'll register. You can register beforehand on our website, that bevilleharleyparty.org. You can register there, or you can register day of at Siemens, starting at about 11. Last bike will go out around 2. They go all around. The last stop will be at the Elks, and so they'll all meet there, and then they all ride in together to Harley Party to make a really great entrance. So those tickets are 30. And then you can get a t-shirt too, depending on if you sign up in time, basically. Mm-hmm. And then it's, you know, they get the different card, and we do a cash prize for high hand and low hand. Mm-hmm. So it's another good way to enjoy a Saturday, and you get to enter into Harley Party. Thus, the poker run doesn't enter you in for a chance at the bike.
Right.
So if you want the chance at the bike, it's a Harley Party ticket, but still just getting you to the event. And you might be one of those ones that wants to jump up in the final 10 and have your chance at the bike that way.
Okay. So again, the opportunity really for two separate tickets.
That's right.
The poker run ticket for 30, I think you said, mm-hmm. and then the $35, which is the Harley Party that gets you the chance on the motorcycle.
Yes. Yep. That's
what a great
right.
deal.
Yeah, it's a fun event. It's really cool to see them all make a grand entrance. And so the stops are also listed on the website, but it's a good way to just enjoy. We had beautiful weather last year, so fingers crossed that we have that again
Charlie
this year.
That's Charlie's job.
Yeah, so weather, yeah.
You've been listening to Larry Glass, I can tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just don't look at the weather too far out, you know, because right. then you jinx it. But it's a great event, so we really appreciate Siemens sponsoring that for us again this year.
Sponsors are always important people, but when you look at the support, in this case, that Siemens gives the Boys and Girls Club for the party, it's tremendous. And of course, you've mentioned your other sponsors as well.
That's right. You know, it's a huge portion on a $35 ticket. You know, we make up the revenue somewhere else, and it does cost. We really do this super cost effectively. I don't know that there's anybody else that's running an event of this scale on such a low expense side. So we really are strategic with that. But that's just because of our sponsors. And I think that's the value that you get at the Boys and Girls Club. They did a study that said for a dollar invested in a Boys and Girls Club, the return to the community is $14. And I think we're doing that with Harley Party. The revenue that comes in from this, it's hard to put a price tag on the results and the return back to the community, back to these kids' lives, back to their families. But it really is more than just a party. It serves a purpose. And when you see those kids, I was at the club over spring break, and you talk about using that field. You could just hear their laughter like when you pulled up. It's just, it is a special place, but it takes resources to be able to make it happen. And Harley Party is a very big part of that.
Well, anyone who has been around the youngsters, I pick the Youth of the Year banquet or some of the other things that you do, and I'm waiting to see who gets chosen for this year, just because I think it's almost become an expectation. Marvelsville's going to win it. But the dividends that are paid in lives through what goes on at the Boys and Girls Club, there's no way to really measure those. We just have to tell the stories.
That's right.
Yeah, we have a lot of kids that grew up at the club that are off in college now, and they come back into town over spring break or whatever it may be, fall break or whatever, and their first stop's the club. Kismet was in yesterday. I just got back into town and was into the club and volunteering with the kids. And I know we have other college kids and alumni who grew up at the club, and one of their first stops in town, the Lowe family brought Joe Allen Lowe's be their great grandsons from Savannah, Georgia, was in town last week, and they brought him through the club and showed him kind of a little bit of what Joe Allen Lowe meant to Bartlesville and also to the Boys and Girls Club, Boys Club at that time.
Right.
And it was funny just seeing the younger generation come through. And so there's proud people that have been involved in the club, and it's definitely has its alumni who still value the importance of the role the club played in their life.
Well, I think anybody who has had a mentor, whether it's a true mentorship relationship or just a good friend that did the job, Boys and Girls Club, whatever, Boy Scouts, YMCA, however it happened in their life, we always remember those people in that organization.
That's right. Yep, that's right.
Again, tickets for the Harley Party, that's the main topic we're talking about this morning.
Right.
And the event coming up, that final weekend in April, the 27th,
that's right.
Is
the
that
27th.
Right?
The 27th, yep.
And that's, of course, at the hangar at the airport.
Yes.
Thanks to Siemens, and if I start naming sponsors, I'll leave them
out. Keller Williams
right.
and Pro Mortgage
yeah.
for presenting sponsors a Harley Party. And
yeah.
Yep, tickets went on sale yesterday, so get them while they're hot, because they will go fast.
That's right. And once they're gone, they're gone.
That's right.
You can still, buy a ticket to go on the poker run and get in admission, and then maybe buy your ticket at the final 10.
That's right. Yep, that's an option. But yeah, you definitely want to have one of those 1,000 tickets get yourself in there. It's just really fun, too, to kind of watch for your number. It, again, just adds this extra level of excitement. Not only are you getting to hang out, you know, with 800 other people, but you kind of have the suspense of what number is my number going to be up there. So, and again, you're just supporting the mission of the Boys and Girls Club. That's what helps keep our memberships accessible. Only $20 you know, expenses have increased with our new beautiful facility, serving a lot more kids. That takes a lot more resources. But our board and Jason and the staff have been very adamant that we not make up that extra revenue on off of our kids and their families. So we're doing it other ways. So this is your way to help support the good work that's going on at the Boys and Girls Club.
That ties up great bow on the interview. Jason, Anna, thank you so much for your time
thank
this morning.
You,
and we'll find out who the eventual winner is April 27th.
That's right.
Buy your
Thanks,
ticket
Charlie.
Now. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. More on the way with consumer calls coming up at about 10 minutes after 9.
Have you ever watched a time-lapse video of a plant growing? It is amazing. What is vital for that plant?